It's PCP 416 in the week, the calm before the storm, as it were, of next week's big Zumba thing that I shall be doing with anyway. Well, I should talk about that later, but more importantly, I should play you 10 tracks of fantastic music, which hopefully you will enjoy. The first one was Toro Enkaya Acha, I'm not going to show you how to pronounce it, by Matilda. They are from Rosario in Argentina. You can find them at matildapop.bandcamp.com, and I thought that was rather marvellous, rather good indeed. So I played it for you, as we do on this show. So how the hell are you? I hope you're all having a wonderful time. Once again, we have this strange weather in the UK. It's now fantastic. I think every week I mention the weather, and every week it's completely different. It's either wonderful or it's awful. It never is ending in between, really, at the moment, and that seems to be the sort of way of the world at the moment, especially here in these parts. But yeah, let's move move on from talking about the weather. Let's talk about the fantastic music we've got ahead of us. We've got two tracks coming up now, both from Sweden. The first of which is by Azura. They have a new album out. It's called A Thousand Ways. This is a track called Shadow of You.
Something's missing and go away. Saw you walk away. So you're missing from my view again. Just a faded shadow of you. Searching my many living memories of you. Following those images in my head. I guess you'd never leave me for dead in my mind.
From John Purcell from Azura, and he said we got a new album out. It just came out on 23 Seconds Records, and would I like to play it? Well, of course I would. Yes, it was very good indeed. That was one of their tracks. That was called Shadow of You. You can find Azura at 23seconds.org, which is the record label /Azura. That's AZOORA .htm. And I really enjoyed that. It's good to see them back. It's been a while, actually. Has it been a year or maybe more since the last one? I'm not quite sure, but it's been a while. And John goes on to mention that Johan from 23 Seconds record label, which of course I've interviewed before. He's got a new baby, so he's obviously a busy guy as well. So good luck to him, all the best to him and his partner, and their new baby. So obviously he's got more than one, or maybe he's just got the one, I don't know. But either way, it's going to be quite a different experience. And John was saying that 23 Seconds has got an awfully long release queue for the albums at the moment, so they're obviously doing very well. Which is more than I can say for Angel Dust, which is sort of ground to a halt again. I was trying to get into the habit of releasing things every month, but the last month has, work has been so hard, I haven't had a chance to do that. So, never mind, we will come back again with another great record label. And speaking of great record labels that are sort of currently sort of under wraps, nice to see Ideology will hopefully emerge soon with some great stuff, because they were one of my all-time favourites, along with 23 Seconds and various other things like, you know, Fresh Pulp and... those things were, you know, inspired me to do the record label in the first place. So we don't want to see any record labels dying. We just want to see more. We like the music. We want more, 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 more. Speaking of more, let's stay in Sweden. We move over to Stockholm. This is The Agent by Void.
Concerning the safety of this country. A British agent was dropped near the town just before dawn. Let's go. It's vital that we get him out of their hands before they can make him talk. At the gate, armed with automatic weapons. Everyone can see who goes in and who comes out.
Good tracks on that particular EP by Void, which of course you can find at void.net or head over to Bandcamp, bandcamp.com. That it was a track called The Agent, which is pretty well self-explanatory, about secret agents, about British secret agents nevertheless. Do they have Swedish secret agents? They probably do, don't they? I suspect they do, but are they as cool as the British ones? Who knows? Who knows? In fact, who cares? Let's move on. This is a track originally by Chezzy Deck, Call Upon Them. That's an old track that's been around a long time. This is the Aaron Tinnitus drum and bass remix. Track Call Upon Dem, originally by Chessy Dick, being given a bit of a drum and bass remix there by Aaron Tinnitus. interesting title for a name. SoundCloud.com/AaronTinnitus. And he's from Antwerp in Belgium. And I got that from an album over at Jungle and Wobbles. Jungle and Wobbles, so WordPress.com. Check it out, it says exactly what it says on the tin. Right, had an email from Ben Z. If you've been listening to the Hip Hop Zone, you'll know about Ben Z. He has put together his first album, It is called, what's it called? No, I didn't write that down. Let me just find the information about what it's called. Talk amongst yourselves for a second. I'm sure it's got information. It's called Liquid Reflections. Of course it is. You'll find that out as you listen to the track. It's called Liquid Reflections. And he put it together with a guy called Dejection. So he himself is based in Madison, Wisconsin, in the US. And Dejection is based in Darmstadt, in Germany. They put this together. And this particular track features a guy called the Edit Son. It's called Interlude.
Crescent, the moon at night in the sky so present. Time to fly with a joy incessant. Aim for the win like a show contested. Change your grin like you're on the guest list. Move with a spin, who would dare to test this? Cause we've been restless, stressed, feeling pressed. Do our best to collect our blessings, breakfast. With flows, I will wreck this just to resurrect this. So know when I bless this, Mike, you're with the best. This liquid reflected, yo, it's eclectic. Listen, inspect it, dance with your steps then. Go and invest in this independent underground music before it's a vestige. Free your infected head from the septic. Poisonous messes of all that is less than.
Ben C. Dejection, dejection, dejection. Ben.
And the Edison.
Liquid reflection.
Jumping with the double time, double trouble, double rhyme. Coming from the rubble, I'm gonna bring another mind. Other line synchronized perfectly with drummer's time. And I'm bar number five, and it's in the friend of mine.
It's my turn, gotta rock the show now. 608, it's what I got to hold down. Feeling strong, I can feel the roll now. Only one man who can take the whole town. But then I give it back, no range for me or I get off track. Focus on the real, let the rest be there. Got credit in an EP, the technocrats. And now I'm on liquid reflections. Me and Ben Z and the kid Dejection. Music is the goal and we stay invested. All interest to the interested. And even if I'm tired and restless, I work my skill till I'm off the guest list. So I don't care what your guess is. Beats only drop when you show what best is.
Z.
And the Edison. Yeah.
Dejection. Liquid Reflections.
Liquid Reflection, the title of that particular album there by Ben Z and Dejection. That particular track, Interlude, featuring the Edison. Very good stuff indeed. Check it out at liquid-reflections.com. Yeah, they've got a website for the album, would you believe? Rather good indeed. You can check out the album itself at bandcamp.com, of course, as well. Definitely worth checking out. I've got the entire one. There's a couple of tracks that have been pre-cleared for me to play. That is one. I shall play another one in the penultimate. No, not the penultimate. The ultimate. Hip Hop Zone, that's the one. It's the last of the Hip Hop Zone this time next week, so go check it out. I shall be getting it ready as next week, as I did say, I would be rather busy with this Zumba business. Big thanks to all of those sponsored me. If you have a few quid and you haven't done that yet, then please, come on, a couple of quid, be rather good. The overall figure for the hospice is rather large. I'm not going to say what that number is just yet, because I'm going to wait until the final number comes in, but all together it's going to be a huge amount of money, which is really good, because I think they're going to do something rather special with it. So let's see what happens. I shall tell you more as time goes on. So just warn you that the PCP next week might be a bit short, as I'm a bit short of time, but we'll see how we go. And yeah, that's all I can say, really. Right, next track. Ooh, yes, Thousand Yard Prayer. Does an album in 2002, does another one in 2012, and then does two in 2012. This is the second album. It's called Nine Ships. This is the title track. I'm So that was Nine Ships, the title track of the new album by Thousand Yard Prayer, of course based in Croydon, England. You know who he is. It's from Broken Drum Records, the home of Secret Archives of the Vatican, so you've got a pretty good idea who that particular artist is. Very interesting work. It's very different. A couple of people have sort of made blogs about it and said it's not easy listening. Perhaps it isn't easy listening, but you know, if you listen to this podcast, are used to listening. The perhaps not might not be easy, but it is certainly very rewarding, and I hope you enjoyed that particular track as a result. Next track is quite easy listening, and it's quite delicate, so it's a bit of a difference. It's called Empty Eyes by Plastic Flowers.
Escape yourself.
That was Plastic Flowers. They are based in Greece, and you can find them at soundcloud.com/plastic_flowers. That also, I think, comes out on Bad Panda Records as well. The track was called Empty Eyes. Hope you enjoyed it. Now, we moved, where have we been? We've been to Argentina, two from Sweden, Belgium, US and Germany, then Croydon, then Greece. Now we're off to Lisbon in Portugal. This is Empex and a track called Materia. Oh, Empex. Rather good, wasn't it? Rather good. It's nice to have a sort of juxtaposition of are they dubstep-y-tep sounds and guitar, but I really enjoyed it anyway. It was Materia as a track. You can find it at soundcloud.com/Empex, M-P-E-X, though he sort of writes his name as M-P-E-X. On Enough Records, enoughrecords.scene.org, of course, is where you'll find them. Another one of the many record labels that I interviewed when I relaunched the show in the start of 2011. Yeah, bloody hell, time doesn't fly. There's enough time flying when you're enjoying yourself. That's we're now in September. September, October, November, December. Yeah, so it's almost 6¾ years I've been podcasting. Wow. Some time flam. Let's move on. Have you been listening to me all that time? Have any of you listened to me all that time? I don't suspect any one person has listened to me all the way through. You'd be amazed. I'd be amazed if you had, and you'd be amazing if you had yourself. But we'll see how it goes. I think there's an awful lot of interested people that probably dip in and dip out as their musical tastes change. And of course, my musical tastes change. If you listen back to the very early bass EPs, they're very much more indie, not so much electronic, and a bit more focused on the UK and the US. Whereas I said, you know, we've been all over the world. We're going back to the US for this next track, actually, but the one after that is from Germany. So we've definitely got a real variety of musical styles. This next track, as I mentioned, is from a band I played before. They're called Beats Antique. They're based in Oakland, California. Got this from Bandcamp. The track's called Skeleton Key. I suspect if you like Materia by Impex, the previous track, you probably enjoyed Skeleton Key by Beats Antique there. If you didn't like either of them, I'm very sorry, but hopefully the next track will make you like. It's Beats Antique. You can be found at beatsantique.bandcamp.com. As I said, based in Oakland, California. Definitely played something from them before. That's a free release from, I think, an impending album. Good stuff it was too. So that brings us to the last track time. I will see you in another week's time for a very short show, I suspect, in preparation for the Big Zumba Challenge. And then after that, God knows what's going to happen. But I'll say, if I don't make it, it's been nice knowing you all. Hope you've enjoyed the show. I'm sure I will make it. I'm sure it'll be absolutely fine. I'm just a little bit worried about how hot it's going to be. It's September, but of course, September here at the moment is very bloody hot. I mean, I've been doing this overnight. I'm starting at, I think I started at 11... is it 11 o'clock or 11 o'clock? Something like 11:10 p.m. and I carry on until 8:30 in the morning, which is a bit crazy, but that's the way it goes. I'll keep you posted. If you want to sort of watch out, I'll probably be tweeting and stuff in between. I suspect I will. I don't know if I will. I'm not sure how the enthusiasm or the patience or even the energy. But we'll see. Maybe I will. Who knows? Right, this is the last track. It's by Pinju, P-I-N-J-U, soundcloud.com/Pinju, which is where you'll find him. We've got this from Subbase, which is also at subbase.bandcamp.com, from Haslock in Germany, and it's a track called Tiger Uppercut. See you soon, folks.
hug.